안녕하십니까? 고등학교 1학년 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 모의대학 수학능력시험 고등학교 1학년 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How was your trip to Norway, Jake?
I had a good time there, except for the weather.
What was wrong with the weather? Didn't you check it before you left?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sarah, have you heard that an eye infection is going around these days?
Yes, I have. I read an article that hospitals are crowded with patients with an eye infection.
What do you think we should do to avoid being infected?
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I am honored to be here, and I don't know how I can say thank you enough to all those fans who voted for me. This award means something special for me because this is my 10th movie. Jump into the Jungle was a wonderful movie to act in. Not only because of all the smart people involved in the making of it, but also because of the beautiful, exciting, and often pretty dangerous filming locations in Africa. None of us could have predicted that the film would be such a huge success. I would like to give special thanks to Michael Taylor, the director of the film, Aaron Adams, my co-star, and last but not least, to my husband David, for his invaluable support. Without him, I wouldn't be who I am today. Thank you.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, look at this article.
Let me read it. Oh, it looks like an interesting article.
Yes, it has a fresh perspective on giving praise.
According to the article, if children are given too much praise, they might start to avoid taking risks.
That makes sense. They probably worry that if they make a mistake, they won't receive any more praise.
That's right. Well, I want to apply this approach to our daughter Jane. What do you think we should do?
I think we should not give her unconditional praise.
Tell me more about it.
We should praise her only when there is a clear reason to do so.
I agree. I think that's the best way to use praise.
Yes, let's do that with Jane from now on.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Juliet.
Oh, Daniel. Thank you for coming. It's nice to see you.
I think this exhibition will be more successful than your last one. Look at the crowd of people over there.
Well, I think it's because you wrote such a good review in your newspaper.
Don't mention it. Your paintings are impressive. I just wrote what I felt after seeing them.
Thanks. By the way, I heard that you'll visit China next month.
Yeah, I'll go to Beijing and cover modern Chinese painters there.
I know some Chinese painters living in Beijing. If you want, I can introduce them to you.
Really? Could you do that for me? It'll be a big help to my coverage.
Okay, I'll email you after contacting them. Alan, you seem to have finished arranging all the vegetables for sale.
Yes, I have. Why don't you look at the display and tell me what you think?
No problem. The upper words, fresh vegetables, seem appealing to customers.
I think they are. Thanks to the word fresh, the vegetables look fresher, I think.
Exactly. Oh, I see you put hot peppers at the top left.
Right. I want shoppers to find them easily.
I'm sure they will. And I see cabbages in the center left.
Yes, and there are cucumbers next to them. They came from a local farm this morning.
Good. The color of the carrots at the bottom right is vivid. They also look fresh.
You can say that again. Now, we are almost ready to sell our vegetables.
Peter,
where are you going?
I'm on my way to the Rodin Gym.
Oh, me too. Do you have a class there?
Yes. I started taking table tennis lessons last week.
What a coincidence! I signed up for a table tennis class yesterday. This will be my first lesson.
Sounds great. Did you get your paddle?
Not yet. I have no idea what to buy. The coach told me he'd recommend a proper one.
Actually, I also got a paddle the coach recommended. By the way, are you taking lessons twice a week?
Yes, but today I'm going to change my class to one with three lessons a week.
That's good. The more lessons you take, the faster you'll improve.
That's what I think. Let's play together someday.
Sure thing.
Oh,
we have only 2 weeks left before winter vacation.
Right. Have you heard that a ski camp is going to be held by the student union during the vacation?
Really? Sounds fun. I want to attend the camp.
Me too. I think it will be really exciting.
When is the camp?
It'll start on the 16th of December and last for 4 days.
On the 16th of December? Well, then I can't participate in the camp.
Why? Do you have any travel plans during that time?
No, but my parents are coming to visit me on the 16th and 17th.
Oh, I see. Then you should spend time with them.
Hello,
Sunshine Resort. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for this Saturday.
You mean the 4th of November?
Right. I want a big room that can accommodate my whole family. Do you have a proper room?
Of course, we have one.
Good. What is the rate for the room?
It's $90 per night. The room is normally for 6 people, but it is spacious enough for 10 people to stay in it comfortably.
Sounds good. My party consists of 8 people, including my grandparents.
You'll need to pay an additional $10. If there are more than 6 people staying in the room, we charge an additional $5 for each extra person.
I see. Oh, I have a special coupon issued by your resort. Can I get a discount?
Yes, we can give you 5% off the total amount.
All right. Can I pay for the reservation now over the phone?
Sure. I'll just need your name and credit card information.
(10번) 대화를 듣고 윌슨 리버 벼룩시장에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Dave, what are you going to do this weekend?
Nothing special. Do you have any special plans?
How about going together to the Wilson River Flea Market?
It sounds fun. Where is it held?
It's held on the bank of the Wilson River. Are you free this Saturday?
Well, I'm supposed to visit my grandmother in the afternoon, but I'll have time in the evening.
No problem. It opens at 9 in the morning and closes at 10 at night.
Great. I'll come with you. Let's meet at 6 at the main gate.
Sounds great. Why don't we have dinner there? They sell delicious local foods at the food court.
That's a good idea. By the way, we have to pay an entrance fee, right?
Yes. Evening visitors have to pay $3 per person. It's worth it, though.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
11번 2017 드림 포토그래피 콘테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'd like to tell you about the 2017 Dream Photography Contest. The theme of the contest this year is Memories of My Family Vacation. You can submit any photo taken during vacation travel with your family. Your picture should include at least 2 of your family members. All backgrounds are welcome, whether they are in domestic or foreign locations. This is a great opportunity for you to show the importance of having a close relationship with family members. All mail-in entries must be postmarked by November 17, 2017. Online entries must be uploaded by 11:59 p.m. on November 18, 2017. Please remember that the picture must be taken by you, not by your parents. So, what are you waiting for? Enter today.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 차 주전자를 고르시오.
Kate, can you help me buy a teapot on the internet if you're not busy now?
Sure. First, you have to check what type of material the teapot is made of.
Well, I heard that a glass teapot is more fragile than a ceramic one or a metal one.
That's right. You'd better buy one made of ceramic or metal. What about the color? Which color do you prefer?
I like blue more than white.
Me too. A blue one will look better in your home. And how much is your budget?
Up to $40. That's the most I can afford to pay.
Then you have 2 teapots left you can choose from.
Well, one is cheaper and the other has more capacity. Which one do you think is better for me?
I think the one with a 1.2 liter capacity is too big for you to use alone.
I think so too. Okay, then I'll buy the cheaper one.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing, Nicole?
I'm drawing a map, Dad. It's homework from social studies.
Oh, may I see the map?
Sure. Here it is.
Oh, you're drawing a map of our neighborhood, right?
Yes. This represents Palm Street. Do you see the stores along the street?
Yes. Oh, I see an error in your map.
Really? Would you tell me what it is, Dad?
Look, your map says there is a beauty salon next to the post office.
That's true as far as I can remember.
Yes, it was true until 2 weeks ago. But the beauty salon went out of business last Thursday.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Didn't you survey the street before you drew this map?
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Carol, is this your photo album?
Yes, it's mine.
Oh, look at these girls in this picture. It seems like quite an old one.
Let me have a look. Yes, it was taken when I graduated from primary school.
Wow, then it must have been about 5 years ago.
Right. Can you guess where I am in this picture?
Guess where you are? I don't think I can find you. Are you really in the photo?
Yes, I am. Look at it again.
The girl wearing a t-shirt in the back row?
No, that isn't me. The one in the front with glasses is me.
Really? That small young girl is you? Oh, I can't believe that's you.
Most of the people who saw this picture told me the same thing.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 테드가 점원에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ted bought a pair of headphones at the Sunshine Mall for his daughter's birthday. When he got back home and tested the headphones, he found a problem with them. The sound from the left side didn't seem normal, and there was a little hissing noise. Even worse, his wife said these headphones are sold cheaper online. Ted regrets buying the headphones and goes back to the mall. The salesperson listens to his complaint and apologizes. Then he suggests that Ted exchange the headphones for another pair. But Ted thinks it is better to buy a new pair through the internet. In this situation, what would Ted most likely say to the salesperson?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Nowadays, almost everyone has the desire to look good to others, so most of us try to find a way to achieve that. Such efforts are made not only for the face, but also for every other part of the body. Hair is one of them. Did you know you can get healthier hair by eating the right foods? Today, let me tell you about what these foods are. The first one is salmon. It's packed with healthy omega-3 fatty acids. Your body needs them to grow hair and keep it shiny. Second is guava, which is full of vitamin C. This tropical fruit protects your hair from breaking. Sweet potatoes are also good for your hair. They have a lot of beta-carotene, which helps protect against dry hair. Last, there is cinnamon. Sprinkle it on your oatmeal, toast, and in your coffee. It helps with blood flow to your hair and makes it grow. Try these foods to get healthier hair.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Nowadays, almost everyone has the desire to look good to others, so most of us try to find a way to achieve that. Such efforts are made not only for the face, but also for every other part of the body. Hair is one of them. Did you know you can get healthier hair by eating the right foods? Today, let me tell you about what these foods are. The first one is salmon. It's packed with healthy omega-3 fatty acids. Your body needs them to grow hair and keep it shiny. Second is guava, which is full of vitamin C. This tropical fruit protects your hair from breaking. Sweet potatoes are also good for your hair. They have a lot of beta-carotene, which helps protect against dry hair. Last, there is cinnamon. Sprinkle it on your oatmeal, toast, and in your coffee. It helps with blood flow to your hair and makes it grow. Try these foods to get healthier hair.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 식품이 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.